Sad times for FDNY.
Yeah.
The passing of Michael Davidson, killed in the line of duty last Friday early, that fire in Harlem at the movie set.
Yeah, it was at the famous old St. Nick's Jazz Club, I think they called it. Ed Norton was making a movie, Motherless in Brooklyn, I think the name of the movie is. And at night, around 11 o'clock, fire broke out in the basement of this brownstone, where it was the set of the movie. And the first firefighter in to try to put it out was 37-year-old Michael Davidson, and unfortunately, he was just overcome with the fumes and the flames, and died.
He was a nozzle man, and a wake is taking place at the Thomas F. Dalton Funeral Home. This is in Floral Park today. It started yesterday, but it continues today from 2 to 4, and then from 7 to 9, and then, oh, won't this be emotional tomorrow? The funeral will be held at St. Patrick's Cathedral in Midtown at 10 o'clock, and just the thought of all the firefighters lined up, and oh, my God.
And he leaves behind four kids.
Four kids. We had said last Friday when we were doing the program, the early news reports we got kept referring to four daughters.
Yep.
Well, FDNY put out an official family photo. They included three of the four kids, but the second eldest child is a boy. So they had three girls and a boy. Seven-year-old Brooke, Joseph, six, Emily, three, and Amy, 1 year old. That's what Michael Davidson, just 37 years old. That's what he leaves behind, those four young kids. Just how tragic.
And his wife, now a widow, Eileen Davidson, and you can see her being escorted into the wake, and pictures in the New York Post today. Oh, by the way, you know, you can help FDNY Lieutenant Michael Davidson's children and his wife by donating to the Silver Shield Foundation. Now, this was a group that was launched in 1982 by New York Yankees owner George Steinbrenner to aid families of NYPD officers and FDNY firefighters who lose their lives in the line of duty. The money goes to help pay for the education of the kids of firefighters and policemen killed in the line of duty. You can make a contribution at www.silvershieldfoundation.org/donate, or you can mail your contribution to Silver Shield Foundation, 870 UN Plaza, first floor, New York, New York, 10017. So that's a great cause that George Steinbrenner put together.
Yeah, and also Rusty Staub, former Met, very involved in the widows for firefighters and police. So a lot of good charities. But the information Michael just gave out, we're also going to put up on our website if you're interested at 710WOR.com/LennonMichael. Now, Cardinal Dolan was at the wake, and Channel 7 caught up with him.
At a time like this, they say, what would you do without faith and family and friends? And they've got them in abundance. So thanks be to God.
Yeah, I mean, just the wake started yesterday, and it was really quite a turnout. This is Captain Jeff Sims, FDNY.
He learned, and he learned quickly, profound tragedy to lose him. He was well-loved and was very professional.
You know, we still don't know what caused the fire up there in Harlem. You know, it was on the set of a movie. We don't know this for a fact, but I've been on movie sets over the years, and a lot of electrical wiring. Those lights are really, really powerful. You know, there's potential there for sparks, short-circuiting or something like that to cause the fire. And that fire really, engulfed that building so quickly. I remember seeing the pictures on it the morning we came into work, and that building went up just like a tinderbox.
I heard one unconfirmed report that maybe there was a boiler, a faulty boiler involved, but this building was not in use. I mean, it was being used for the movie set.
As a backdrop.
But it was no longer a jazz pub.
Apparently it was a very famous jazz pub where people like Duke Ellington and Cab Calloway, all the greats played, and the basement bar where they would have played, the bar was actually still there. So there were remnants of the jazz club still in that building that is now up in smoke.
FDNY Chief Frank Donnelly.
This is a super dangerous job. I don't care how good you are. I don't care how good the men supervising you are. Be ready, and Michael was certainly ready.
Wow. I just, his dad was FDNY, fire,
yeah.
So is his brother. He's a long time, 15-year veteran, even though he's just 37 years old. And just the thought of leaving behind 7-year-old Brooks, 6-year-old Joseph, 3-year-old Emily, 1-year-old Amy. It's just
they've released family photos.
They did.
Yeah.
And we'll have that on our site as well. The FDNY released the photo. And it's just heartbreaking. And, you know, the work that these guys do, they're just, you know, they call them the bravest, and they are. I mean, they just are, and what they do for us, and just so tragic. It really is.
Michael Davidson, 37 years old, a nozzle man, went right into that fire on Friday and lost his life. And as we were saying, if you want to contribute to his kids' education fund, you can go to the Silver Shield Foundation, which was put together, launched by George Steinbrenner to aid the families of New York police officers and firefighters who lose their lives in the line of duty.